that's scheduled to read the scripture. But in the midst of it, I haven't got a prepared sermon. But that ain't what the Lord wants this month. Amen. It's in the midst of it that he wants you to journey along with me to the book of St. John. Chapter 5. Starting at verse 2, St. John, chapter 5. Starting at verse 2. Unusual day, but we serve an unusual God. Amen. So in the midst of it, just want you to show things that I don't get come unprepared. I'm not one of them preachers that's not going to study, just go off the whim of my top of my head. And for those that are visiting, no, I don't operate like that. Came early this morning to put a sermon together, but I learned in school that there is a difference between a sermon and a message. A message is what God wants to directly speak to somebody that came this morning. St. John chapter 5, starting at verse 2, down there is at Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a market pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. Having five porches, and they laid a great multitude, impotent folks, blind, halt, watered, wilted, and waiting for the movement of the water. For the angel went down a certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water was made whole of the disease. But a certain man was there with had infirmity 38 years. And when he saw Jesus lie and knew that he had been a long time in the case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" And the impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man when the pool waters trouble to put me into the pool. But when I come in, another step down before me." And Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Look at verse 4, for an angel went down a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first stepped into troubling of the water stepped in and was made whole, whatsoever disease that he had. We want to talk this morning from this subject. This is your moment. This is your moment. When the Spirit of God moves like it's moving right now, and when God chooses, because he's sovereign, to do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. But the cliche is that God is like a big elephant, that when he sits down and decides to do whatever he wants to do, then there's nothing you can do about it. We would declare the day is the Spirit is high. And as we debated in Bible study, and we studied, somebody asked the question, "Well, Reverend, why can't the Spirit be high every Sunday?" What takes place is the mere fact that those that come with the indwelling of the Holy Ghost now gets to the level that they outride that those that don't have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside. And when that happens, God now gets to operate just like he wants to. The unusual thing is that we must learn that when the Spirit is moving, when the water is troubling, whatever you prayed for, whatever your request for, the mere fact that now you need to step in the spiritual pool. Too many of us are reserved to the point that we watch others. We reminisce and watch who's shouting, who's praising God. we look over in the cloud, looking at some tears come down somebody's eyes and somebody else's hands going up. But the truth be told, you are not engaged yourself. Amen. Now, when the water in the text began to get trouble, and now the writer tells us that was pool sheep gate in Jerusalem. And they sit around the gate and the halt, the lame and crippled would often look for handouts and wanted to be given something called alms, which was money to take care of them. But all of a sudden here, we now look at the text and Jesus shows up and the Bible declared in John's writing that there was a man there for 38 years. And you would have thought after 38 years of coming to Milton Grove, you would have thought after 38 years of just coming to church, that illness would have been delivered. But the man had gotten to the point that he was complacent like some of us in here. The writer doesn't tell us his name, where he come from, his makeup. But he did tell us that mere fact he had to drag himself from the post office in Windfall to just about here to Melton Roads. He now get there and he waits because he knew when he saw that certain times of the year, the water would have a bubbling of an upspring of a pool of water, hot water springing it up. And he heard and seen that others was delivered, but realized that when this takes place, all of a sudden, he's not able to get healed. Mm-hmm. Jesus come along and now begins to engage in conversation with the man. And he first of all says, sir, I just want to know, what is your condition? He said, well, Jesus, I just want to explain. You know what? Every time the water gets trouble, it seems as though when I'm close to getting delivered, somebody steps over me. They get in, but they leave me hanging. Now, he used that for an excuse because he really didn't want to be delivered. You must understand, some of us use this excuse so we don't allow God to shake us, to make us, to move us. Some of this stuff need to be shaken out of us. In order for us to be better Christian, God got to shake some of the hell in us out of us. Can I preach it like I want? And we understand the mere fact that some of us just want to walk around and be like we want to be. We want to blame it on other folks and other things. But there's nowhere in the world you ought to be able to sit by the gate for all these years and still be in the same state or condition. There's no way you ought to come to church every Sunday, sit on the same pew, act the same way for every song, for every priest's word, for every prayer, every now and then. Something ought to move you. Every now and then, something ought to take place. Am I right about it? But you come complacent. You come for a reason, but your reason is not to be delivered. Jesus now engaged into the man, and the man says, you know what? Every time the water gets trouble, somebody steps over me, and now they're delivered, but I'm in the same state. I've got to start all over with a New Year's resolution. I got to wait till next year, and the Bible says that an angel came and ministered to them. When you read the Bible, you will discover that every time an angel shows up, they show up to minister. Flip to Matthew, the 4th chapter. You'll realize that around the 8th verse that after Jesus came out of the wilderness, I feel like preaching. The Bible said fasting 40 days, and after the devil tempted him, the Bible says that an angel came and ministered him. And the devil left him for a season. The water is now troubling. And what he says is that whatever you need, impotent folks, hopeful folks that couldn't talk, couldn't do anything, couldn't go, whatever the disease was, whatever the disease was, you could be delivered. Yeah. All right. Some of us in here, our minds are messed up. Yeah. Am I right about it? All right. We can't think nothing good. We don't want to do anything good. All we see is the negative in everything. You need some help, baby. If you're motivated by, hello, somebody. The mere fact, now the text says that, look at it. He says, they step over me. Jesus now says, I tell you what, let's stop wrestling with the pool. Forget about the pool. He says, all I want to know is, do you want to be made whole? Look at the words of the context of being made whole. Many of the time we say we want to be delivered. There's a difference between being delivered and being made whole. You can be delivered right now from whatever you're going through. If I smoke, drink, or whatever, I can be delivered right now and walk out that door and pick up the habit again. But to be made whole means I must be made complete. Help me, somebody. I can be delivered and be a sinner and not be made whole. But if I'm a sinner and be made whole, I got to be saved, then delivered. Do you see the text? Jesus now says, I'm going to offer you more than the angel can offer you. But all I want to know is, do you want to be made whole? The man did like the members of Mountain Grove. You know what? I just came in here for a few hours. And I'm on my way back out to do whatever I've been doing. But, you know, I just seem like every time I get to that point, somebody steps in. You would have thought after 38 years, he would have got to the point that he didn't need nobody to help him get in. If I laid around the pool for 38 years, all I've got to do is roll over. Giving him some praise and just tell the Lord, make me whole from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Am I right about it? Bible said after they had finished engaging, Jesus told him, pick up your bed. Now after 38 years, he never walked, did anything. But when Jesus told him to get up, that was a commandment. When he stood up, can't you see the ankle bone getting strength? The knee bone getting strength? The hip bone getting strength? And all of a sudden, he stood up. But read a little further. The Bible says he leaped for joy. Y'all didn't get that. Every now and then, when the devil think he got you, you just got to stand up and say, devil, you a liar. I'm going to leap for the joy, because the Lord has made me whole. Now I'm going to my seat, but the text said that it was the Sabbath day, and all of a sudden some of those members from Mountain Grove that don't want to worship, don't want to give God no praise, always want to find fault, it's right there. And it says the same day on the Sabbath, they now begin to come to the man. I said, you do know it's the Sabbath day, and you can't even pick up 10 pounds on the Sabbath day. What give you the right to pick up your bed and put on your shoulder? All right, all right. The man said, I'm not worried about all that. All I know is that I laid down there for 38 years, but all of a sudden, I went to church one Sunday morning, and the choir got to singing. And the spirit got high. And I knew I needed something from God that I never felt before in my life. And so what I did was I threw my hands up and said, here I am, Lord. I want you to bless me from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. When he made him whole. Now hear what I said, when I looked at my hand looked new. When I looked at my feet, my feet did too. Somebody saw the same man and wonder why he was leaping for joy. He said, baby, you just don't understand. I laid around for 38 long years, but the Lord did deliver me. Is there anybody in here that's on my street that you know that the Lord done brought you from a mighty long way? You've been crippled. You've been lame, you've been deaf, you were blind, but when the Lord took the scales off of your eyes, am I right about it? When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, the water is trouble, and this is your moment to step in. Don't miss your moment, baby, because next Sunday is not promised. Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow may never be mine. But while I got a chance, I'm going to live in the moment. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Help me somebody. All the day long, I'm going to live in my moment. My moment is to give him some praise, to give him some glory, to tell him thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done. It's your moment, baby, to give him a shout out. It's your moment, baby, to give him high five. It's your moment to run for the Lord, to give him a clap offering, just to tell him thank you for all that he's done. It's your moment. Don't miss your moment, baby. I don't care what other folks think about you. Don't miss your moment. Don't be cute and miss your moment. Just get ugly. Let the mascara run. Let the sweat flow. But in the moment, let the Lord have his way. I'm coming before you saying that if you want your moment, VIP, meet me down here. Somebody else, you got a moment. The problem is you just like the man around the pool for 38 years. You worrying about what somebody else. Okay? Your moment. Don't miss your moment right now. Mountain Grove, y'all missing. The water trouble. Now, how in the world can I sit down when the water is trouble? Huh? If I didn't come up here myself, I ought to be standing expecting God to do something for somebody else. Huh? The moment. The moment. The moment. The moment. The moment. In your moment. Huh? This is your moment. This is your day. Huh? Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Moment, moment, moment. Moment is a moment. My moment. I'm going to take it personal. You ought to take it personal. This is my moment. And in my moment, I'm not asking God just to deliver me. Look at the text. I'm asking God to make me whole. That means make me complete. Huh? David in his moment, the 51st song, David said, create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew the right spirit. David says, when you create, I want you to lose every sign of what I used to be. Huh? Start afresh. I came up this morning wanting to lose my identity, my DNA, and I want to pick up the spiritual DNA of God. Would you grab the hands of the person beside you? Squeeze it a little moment. Talk to them, say, baby, this is your moment.
This is your moment.
Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We your people. Come this morning. Because you got a direct word from heaven. You telling us, God, touch your Lord. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet. In a moment, Lord, make me whole. Make me better. Make me complete. I wrestle with so many things. Temptation on every hand. But God, I come this morning going beyond a shadow of doubt. Devil, you are a lie. You didn't want me to come down here. You didn't want me to be delivered. You didn't want me to be set free. But I'm going to be made whole right today. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. You just whisper it out to God. And when you whisper it out, make me whole. I'm going to take it. Put it on my shoulders. And now I'm going to leap for joy. Squeeze the person's hand just to let them know, baby, I'm praying for you. That your breakthrough comes through. Now, if you believe, God, that your breakthrough is coming through, loose the person's hand and come on, give God some praise for your breakthrough, for your deliverance. For making me whole. For setting me free. For having mercy on me. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. You be praised. I glorify you. I magnify you. And I give him all the praise. All the glory. All the honor belongs to him. Huh? Now you ought to praise him like you made whole. He did it for you. He did it for you.
This is the moment.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Let go. Let God. Have his way. It's all right. It's all right. All right. Hallelujah. After Jesus was healed, he said, go thy way and sin no more. But when you go back to your seat, you ought to give him a praise. Glory. A moment. Appreciate it. Moment. A moment. God bless you. Appreciate it. A moment. Lord, have mercy. Appreciate it. A moment.